One of our writers, Bruce Cherry, has been trying to get a regular character on the show. His presentations have been a virtual gold mine of humor. Still, we have.
You can always tell the intros that Brendan and I haven't gotten to.
Yeah. Who wrote the intro for this?
You know what? The intros prior to this have been edited and I think redacted.
Yeah.
Oh, redacted.
So this is the way they
all
should
all the offending
read.
Names removed?
Yeah, okay. So we haven't given any of his ideas a chance, despite the fact that last week we were kind of happy with it, and despite their uniformly high quality. And the enthusiastic reception they have gotten from listeners.
Yeah.
He's an inspiration to me. Oh, man, this is really...
Who wrote this, Florent? You guys are going to miss Brendan.
He's an inspiration to me, people. Please welcome back writer Bruce Cherry for Bruce Cherry's Pitch of the Week.
Thank you very much.
A
very kind intro, Mark. Okay, this week, we're going to go after Bush.
Okay.
On message?
Yeah.
Check.
Okay.
Okay, now a couple of weeks ago, if you recall, he suggested using the army to fight the bird flu.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Sure.
Okay. So some writers may have noted that. I seized upon it, my friend. Mm-hmm. Seized upon it.
Yeah.
And so we have a bit as fresh as today's headlines.
Okay.
Last month's, whatever, October's headlines. Okay. What if there was a bird conspiracy?
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Code word parody.
Okay.
Cross birds with terrorists and the funny takes flight, if you will.
I get
See,
it.
We're already into it.
Right.
Throw in a funny voice and you're winging your way to the first bank of laughter.
Okay.
Okay. Each week, this is the character. Each week, we interview a terrorist duck named Osama bin Mallard. Okay. It's the, you know, sometimes the names don't lend themselves to perfect parody.
I get you.
Okay. We got the script. Let's go to script.
All right. Here we go. The president is right about one thing. We are at war, not only with fundamentalist Muslims, but even more frighteningly, with winged oppressors who threaten our very way of life. To illustrate this new threat, we at Morning Sedition have made contact with one of the bird terrorists. We actually have him here in the studio. Please welcome Osama bin Mallard. Thanks for being here, Mr. Mallard.
No thanks are necessary, my good man.
All right, wait a minute. Right off the bat, there's a problem. I mean, am I wrong?
Whoa, wait.
That's a little close to Daffy Duck. Am I wrong?
Oh, what am I supposed to do? That's the way ducks talk, Mark.
Go back to script.
All right, I'm sorry. Okay, I guess the question that's on everybody's mind is, why do birds hate us so much?
In a phrase, you're despicable.
But surely there must be something else.
Simple. We hate you for your freedom and your relative lack of speech impediments.
But how could you attack us? I mean, there's the bird flu thing, and that kills you too, but what else could you do?
Don't be ridiculous. The attacks are already underway. Uh-huh. Remember 9/11? Uh-huh. They stole that idea from us, my friend. Birds have been flying into buildings forever.
You have to admit, using a jet airplane was a big improvement in tactical terms.
Okay. We wasted a lot of time hitting sliding glass patio doors. But those birds are martyrs, my friend.
I'm sorry, but I just don't think we have a lot to fear from birds.
Are you nuts? Have you seen what pigeons do in the city of New York alone?
Oh, God.
If you doubt our power, I suggest you look at the statue of George Washington in Union Square.
That's a pretty sobering thought there, Mr. Mallard.
It's positively disgusting. Death from above, my good man. Or at least a reasonable facsimile.
Okay, let me point out at this point that one of the keys of the piece is to construct sentences with as many S sounds as possible.
Yeah, I'm getting it.
The details are what make the pieces.
Okay,
let's go back. Okay, death from above.
This one's really crappy.
Okay, come on.
All right. You want me to go back to script?
Please.
All right. You bombard me with poop, but I will not submit. Look, I don't know if I'm comfortable with the line, you bombard me with poop.
Mark, that's your John Wayne moment, okay?
All right.
I see your point.
Did I deliver it wrong?
No. You did it perfectly.
All right.
But if you're not comfortable with it, I mean, a lot of your listeners are borderline personalities, and you still perform in clubs, so we'll drop you saying the phrase, bombard me with poop.
Our president, you want to go back to script?
Yeah, absolutely. Right,
our president and I will fully support him, and I fully support him on this, has threatened to use the armed forces against you. We Americans may disagree on many things, but I assure you we will unite to fight your foul plans.
Foul plans, get
Wordplay,
it?
Yeah.
He's a duck!
Yeah, I get it.
He's a duck!
Yeah.
I didn't want to let that one slip by to listeners. That's the beauty of doing a pitch thing, is you can stop right in the middle and say, whoa, isn't that $1,000 bill on the ground?
Yeah.
Okay. Lord. Okay, you just threatened me.
All right.
Now, just a darn minute, chum. Wait a minute, I made an S sound. Now, just a darn minute, chum. Of course, you realize This means holy war.
You know, you're going in and out of several different characters. You got your little.
It's a pitch. It's a pitch.
Who's suffering succotash? Okay. Yosemite Sam is a little bit in there.
Little bugs.
Well, you know what? Okay, maybe that's Mel Blanc's fault.
Let me. Are you channeling Mel Blanc? Is that why you brought the Ouija board in here with you? Here we go. Here, let's go back to it. Mr. Mallard, we've already alerted Homeland Security that you're in the studio. Agents are outside ready to apprehend you.
That's the last straw. You're a dirty double-crosser.
All the same, if I were you, I would avoid flight. All right, that's it.
Wait, whoa. Chris Lopresto wants to say something.
All right, Chris.
Mark, let me say, totally on my own, that this piece was a real wake-up call. Birds are going to poop on us, and people need to know. Plus, it was really funny.
There you go. Chris missed the parody part, but he was impressed with the power of the piece.
Bruce, I can't.
And you know what? Look at last week. You were in front of a live audience. Finally got to see the sort of reaction.
You were wearing a toga, and you had a laurel ring on your head. And this, I mean, and that joke was funny, though it was one note, but it was funny. I liked it.
Yeah, one note.
All right.
Lovely, a note that strikes the chord of the cosmos, my friend.
You know, it's interesting that you know, maybe you should maybe write these things like, you know, yesterday and not 5 minutes before you come out here.
5 minutes?
I'm kidding.
I spent hours.
This is a great effort, and I appreciate you doing this every week because I enjoy seeing you in the morning. But there's no way we're going to do this sketch.
What?
You
understand? Osama bin Mallard?
It's a little.
Let me run this by you.
Yeah.
An Islamic radical rabbit called the Talibunny.
All right, work on that. Okay, yeah, work on that. Thank you, Bruce.
Next week.
We are going to be back. I believe we will.